This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Okay, moving on. Item 4, Greece. Again, we and dozens of other media enterprises, both here and abroad, have spent no small amount of time reporting on the slow-motion disaster that is the Greek debt crisis. And it really is, in all honesty, a disaster. GDP there is down by a quarter in the past 7 years. That's a nearly unprecedented decline for a developed country in peacetime. Unemployment there is above 25% of the workforce. But still, and again, just because this thing will eventually get solved and we don't know what's going to happen between now and then, what do you suppose are the potential bright spots in a functioning Greek economy? Marketplace's Adam Allington has that story.
Way back before this whole mess started between Greece and the European Central Bank, back before the high unemployment, budget cuts, and austerity negotiations, Greece was on the upswing. Harvard economist Ken Rogoff.
They were a good emerging market with lots of strengths.
Those strengths were a booming tourism industry. Greece has some of the most beautiful coastal resorts in Europe. There's also that little structure called the Parthenon. Those assets, notes Rogoff, are still there.
Well, tourism surely is eventually going to be a bright spot because at some point the price of the currency and costs are going to collapse.
Going forward, says Rogoff, Greece could take better advantage of its assets if it could devalue its currency, thus becoming more competitive to other countries.
They could bail themselves out more easily if they weren't on the euro right now. There's no doubt about that.
Unfortunately for Greece, tourism is primarily a summer industry. Northwestern University economist George Georgiadis says the country's biggest asset might be all of its unemployed doctors, engineers, lawyers, and other highly educated workers.
So if Greece were to provide the right conditions for international companies to invest, they would be able to tap into a highly educated population.
Georgiadis points out that in addition to devaluing its currency, Greece still needs to address a host of other issues that are bad for business, things like corruption and tax evasion.
Otherwise, it's just going to hurt the economy because the buying power of Greeks would collapse.
Georgiadis says when and if Greece does exit the euro, it won't be able to wait long to implement reforms or it will risk losing the job skills that are currently languishing in its underemployed workforce. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.
One last Greek thing, and then we'll move on, I promise. We really will. Late this afternoon, Dutch Finance Minister Jorn Dijsselbloem, he is the president of the Eurogroup. That's basically all the finance ministers of all the countries that use the euro, the single currency. Dijsselbloem issued a statement saying he had met with the new Greek finance minister. They had a nice chat, apparently. No new proposals on the table, however. Maybe a new one tomorrow, he said. And, quote, "We have very little time, as you are all aware," end of quote. And now you know.